From the great halls of their house, there are assembled three who hope to one day be the world's greatest driving heroes. Created from the cosmic legends of the universe comes our team captain, the Vision, Bill Fisher. Their soon-to-be Wonder Woman, Vicky Fisher. Our Captain Marvel and head flight trainee, Jennifer Scripchuk. And our Batman, the master of tools, gadgets, and all things mechanical, our mild-mannered soon-to-be billionaire, Alan Danvers. Their mission, to fight injustice, share what is right and wrong, to get you out of your house and come out racing with them, and serve all mankind. They are the Garage Heroes in Training Team. Dominating with Dawson.
Hi, I'm looking for a Ben Dawson, please. Ben Dawson?
I don't know. It sounds shady.
He does sound shady. Miss Vicky, have you seen him?
You know what? I don't know. I would like to just one day actually meet Ben Dawson.
Someday.
Yeah, someday. Someday.
Shady prospect.
Someday I'll be able to be at the same track with Ben Dawson.
We have three goals for next season.
Oh yeah.
Tell them what they are, Vicky.
I forget what all three are, but I certainly know that one is meeting up with Ben.
That's right.
Oh, VIR.
VIR.
Do VIR.
Nice.
And
meeting with Ben at a race or at an HPD, don't really care. Mm-hmm. And you wanted to get to HPD 3 next year.
Oh yeah. Oh, all definitely. Right, cool. Yeah, HPD 3.
Oh, listen to her. Now? Oh yeah, no big deal.
Oh, I'm so leveling up this winter.
So speaking of leveling up.
Yes.
Ben Dawson, as in the Dominate with Dawson, Ben Dawson?
Yeah, you found me. What's happening?
Oh, look at that. We got him. Ben, I have a question for you, and as well as Vicky. Are you a better leader in a race, or are you a better follower in a race? Which one gets you the fastest lap times?
What do you mean? Explain that better to me.
Okay, so if there's three cars on a track, are you faster being car in the lead, car in the middle, or car in the back? Are you better when you're leading, or when you're following, or you don't care? I know what your answer is. I'm talking to Ben now.
Okay.
Ben.
It's tough to say. This past that lucky dog race I did at CMP, there were a couple of times where I was lucky enough to be in the lead. Of course, we didn't have radios, so one of the time I didn't even know I was leading overall.
I did that too. It was that lucky dog too? I was like, I have no idea.
Sounds smart. But the second day, I got to start the race, and just through dastardly traffic and whatever, I don't think I started in the lead A class. Maybe I did. It was a lot of racing at the beginning, but I worked my way out to the front. Eventually, faster cars passed me, like Lawrence, super fast at E36. But I was out there for a little while, and it's fun running the lead. I may be wrong. I don't have any data to support this, but when I'm in the lead, I want to hold it, and I'm out there running scared. Like if I see the car, and I'm always paying attention to how far away the car behind me is. You know, I'll figure out some sort of mark as I can see them. You know, behind me or coming past at some point of the circuit if we're far enough away. But if I see that point change and I see them getting closer, I start putting my foot down. I'm like a dog with a bone when I have if I'm leading a race. Like that's the only thing I want is to keep going. Like I'm not going to go crazy, but I'm pretty sure I run pretty hard when I'm leading. But at the same time, if I'm on somebody's heel or chasing somebody, I think I'll run pretty hard then too. It's tough for me to call it. If I'm in the place where I'm not really trying to do anything that much is if I'm in the middle of if I'm kind of in the middle of some traffic that's still got to work itself out, I'll usually just kind of wait. Like that's the thing that will really slow me down. Is if I'm kind of in the middle of some stuff going on, then I'll take my time and try to be patient.
Miss Vicky.
I just think that for leader or for follower, well, it depends on how far of a lead that you're
at.
Are
you better catching a car, keeping a car behind you, passing a car, being passed? What do you consider? How do you consider your driving?
For me, I think I do better as a follower only because of my level of training right now. Because right now for me, depending on what car that I'm following, I'm actually learning. So in my level, I'm a better follower. I gain more skill because it's a lead follow for me. And I'm watching some of those tricks and what they're pulling that I can't get, say, for instance, in HPDE. So
yes,
at some point I will be a better leader, but in this point, it's essentially just on the track, just a big lead follow.
I hear you. That's mm-hmm. you're so 100% on track for where you are. Like for me, I can always get faster cheating off other people. You can never stop doing that. Somebody's going faster than you, try to figure it out. But I've got enough where, like, if I get in the lead and I can go, I'm doing that. But you know, at your skill level where you're still trying to throw everything together, there's nothing better. Like, what will make me faster, leading somebody or trying to keep somebody behind me or following somebody? At your level, it's going to be following somebody who's doing a little bit faster than you. There's so much to learn. You're going to add so much to your "what can I get away with" vocabulary.
You know? Right. And you know what? There is just, it's not just about racing the line, and it's not just about going fast. Is that you're actually, when you're doing that in the packs, you are actually watching car craft. You're watching racecraft. You are watching how people are maneuvering and how they're blocking cars or how they're taking a turn or how they're faster going into a turn and actually how late they're going into a turn and what their car can pull off. So,
or how they're manipulating traffic. Like, oh, they got away with passing those people on the outside there. You know, kind of stuff. Yeah.
For me, yeah, out there, it's just a whole education. It's like HPDE, like 3.0 or 4.0 for me. You know,
well, you say that about race traffic, but when you do level up to HPDE3, it's going to happen for you there too.
Yeah,
there's not a lot that people in DE1 or 2 are going to show you that you haven't seen before. But the game changes when you get to the advanced groups. So I think that'll help you racing even more because you'll kind of see in a little bit more of a controlled environment. Oh crap, that guy can do that. You know, and then that'll be something that you can take to racing once you've seen it demonstrated and have been able to try it. Away from like the crush of competition. That's mm-hmm. That's great that you have that that understanding of the benefits of following. Because our sport is if you're successful at it, you need to be a dastardly manipulative person to do it, because you're trying to manipulate traffic all the time, and you have to be pretty evil about what you're willing to try to get away with. So mm-hmm. Part of that being dastardly in the sport is you have to steal stuff off of other drivers that you see, like, oh man, that guy can break into 3, and I was breaking into 3.5, whatever it is, steal their tips, steal their ideas.
Right.
Going faster. Yeah, there's no shame in doing that.
No. So yeah, I think my attention span has gone, a lot of stuff has gone into muscle memory now. And that's why I think on some of the podcasts that we went on, the, you know, Dominating with Dawson's, and you know, we've discussed about the processes of what I would do in a car if this was happening, but everything has moved over to muscle memory, so I don't think about it anymore.
Are
so now I really,
about
I really
the
have
if
to
then
stop
game.
And
if then game.
Yeah, I really have to stop and figure out, okay, how do I break that down? Because I just go by feel more than I go by explaining it out and like 1, 2, 3. So now that all that kind of stuff has moved into muscle memory, now I could just focus on what people are doing around me and how they're doing it. So,
right. Yeah. Once you kind of get the track driving part of it down, you just have to be able to pay attention to the head games and traffic and how it all works. See, I mean, everything has to come together for you to be fast and be, you know, ripping shit in traffic.
Mm-hmm. So that's how I would address that.
Okay. So let's pretend. Let's play a game, shall we?
Okay.
It's not the if-then game, but it's almost as good. Let's pretend that we're at a track, and the track's about it. Let's say it's a minute 30, and the car in front of you is 1/10 of a second slower than you are. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Versus a car that's 1/10 faster than you are.
Okay.
Which one are you going to drive your faster lap? Following the guy who's slower than you are, or following the guy who's faster than you are? Or is it not going to matter?
You go first, Nikki.
Well, I mean, I would go with the faster car, because I would try to have him go through traffic and follow him? I'm not really understanding the question.
I think I get it. So would I drive a faster lap trying to pass somebody who's fractionally slower than me? Or would I drive a faster lap trying to catch up to somebody who's leaving me?
Yep.
Are we talking about like wind tunnels and stuff like that too?
No.
Okay.
I mean, we could. Yeah. Wind we tracks.
Like draft, like draft.
Drafting. Oh, drafting.
Yeah.
No, not
I don't think you really draft in what we do. Not our level, not a lot.
I was at an AER race where I was racing a Miata and like somebody's old clapped out spec Miata, and there was a gaggle of us Miatas that got together and I had the worst power, but I guess the dumbest decision maker, whatever, but I could work my way to the front. But if it wasn't for people like pounding me and getting the draft and like bump drafting me, like hitting the shit out of my bumper, like down into turn one, I would have got passed every time. But every time somebody gave me a bump draft, I was like waving, like, thank you. Or like, you know, you're waving your hand, like, come on, give me a shot. I need an extra 3 horsepower or whatever. But yeah, I would not have been able to stay out front of people getting ahead and just hit me on the back end like every lap a couple times. It was great. But that's not what we're talking about. That is not what we're talking about.
Okay.
No, we're just talking about relative speed and what would drive you to go faster. I mean, I think ultimately I had that happen with a car that was a tenth, you know, slower than me at the most recent AER race. I was driving our E30 with the E36 engine, and we didn't have great power. Like, we were kind of down on power. It was just wasn't working great that day, but we were pretty fast. And there was an E46 that had like a wing, and I thought should have been a lot faster than us, but I got a bad start and they got in front of me and they just kind of stymied my start. But then once we got going, they were just a little bit slower than me. Like, I could catch up to them, and then they would take off with the power, but ultimately they were slower because I would always catch them every lap. I mean, I'm sure it was more than a tenth, but I killed myself trying to pass them. And then eventually I would pass them. We'd get to a straightaway and they'd come right back around. So yeah, I don't know. I guess maybe we were pretty equal on pace, but I drove my ass off trying to just get past him and put him behind me. I don't know. For me, the better question for me is, will I drive faster if somebody's right behind me who's a tenth faster? Because the answer is I will drive myself to death if there's somebody who I know is faster than me behind me. I did that at CMP this last time, racing Jeff's Laser Shark BMW. That thing had terrible handling, but enough motor to keep this really fast Aero Miata behind me. That guy sat around on my back bumper and tried to pass me for like, it felt like the 45 minutes of my stint. This guy was just right on me, waiting to pounce. So I drove my pants off just trying to never make a mistake and keep that guy behind me. So I don't know. I think that's the biggest driver for me, is having somebody right on me or catching me when I'm in a good position like that I don't want to lose.
I think mine is if there's another truck on the track.
I want that truck. Give me that truck.
Because I'm a truck hunter.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because and that's what Phil was doing at our race at Thompson. He goes, you know, he's not that far in front of you. Farney's not that far in front of you. You can go catch him just a little bit more. And I tell you, I drove my pants off on that track.
What kind of truck was that?
What is it, Bill?
I think he's got a Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh God. Yeah, you
got
to take
the. No, he's got a. No, Glenn's got
an S10.
Glenn's got an S10. Sorry,
it's an S10 because we borrow parts off him.
Yeah.
So
all the time. Yeah. All the time.
He's usually in our paddock and stuff.
He's like, that's you cool. Did this wrong. You should do this. And we're like, okay, we'll do that because we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah.
When our team goes to limits, we just get yelled at for passing people too much or like not being nice enough about it. I don't know. Sometimes.
I don't know. I caught him too.
It's not me. That's good. You pass him?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It took me a couple laps, but I caught him. As soon as I found out that he wasn't that far in front of me, and then I just took off. It took me a while, but then I waved as I went by.
The most fun was there was a truck that was catching her.
Yeah, that truck I couldn't do anything with.
Yeah, it was funny.
It was like it had like a V8 in it.
Actually, no, it's a six. I talked to.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, we just aren't that good.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Yeah, I think other trucks on the track are my motivation.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Right. We're thinking about having a subset group of trucks, and we all put in like $20.
Yeah.
And fastest truck wins.
Yeah.
Be our own division. Well,
Bill, what are your thoughts on this faster, slower, tenth here?
So here's where I think Vicky needs to go a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's me right. Now. Okay. Right.
Well, I do. Because I watch you a lot, because it's easier to watch what you do racing than to observe what I'm doing when I'm racing. So I watch you. A slow car in front of you will slow you down. And you used to, which you don't do anymore, you used to look at the car and whatever they were doing, you would do. And you'd give up your, if they were offline, you were offline. And,
is there a track day name for that? Is there a track day jargon name for that?
I think there might be.
I'd call it target fixation.
Yeah, a little bit.
Driving the track, you start driving their rear bumper and sort of wherever they went, like, oh, I guess that's where we're going. That's something that's usually a penchant of newer drivers. Like, I'm just going to fix it on this guy's rear bumper and forget about what I'm doing entirely.
I've gotten better about that, though.
No, I said you used to do this all the time.
I used, That was the learning thing that I was doing. Let's see what he's doing. Is it work for me? Right. Yeah, that doesn't work for me now.
You don't want to learn that closely. You don't want your learning to be the guy's actual back bumper. You want to back up learning a little bit.
Pushing them.
I think the goal should be to the other cars don't matter. If there's a car catching you, you should be driving at your limit. And if he's catching you, he's catching you. If there's a car in front of you that's a little slower, you should still be doing your times, and your time should be rather consistent. You shouldn't have the impact of the other cars.
No.
So your whole question was your whole point was like, be consistent. And all I had to say was like, well, I go crazy when this is happening. But otherwise, I still go crazy.
Yeah, pretty much.
Unless there's another truck on the track, and then you just don't worry about traffic at all. You just drive.
You hit the nitrous and go.
That's right. We keep it inside our cage so nobody sees it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, I know Vicky's in charge of all the mechanical stuff, and I wanted to kind of get some of her nitrous tips on one of these. Let's do an episode on Vicky's tips for where she has the nitrous, because I know you guys.
I don't have that.
I'll teach you. I'll teach you a few places to put it. We'll get it going.
Okay.
Vicky, where do you keep your Google gas?
You better have it in there by the time I race that truck.
You don't need none with that truck. It's a beast. It's a trophy truck. All right.
Just don't put it in fifth. There is no fifth.
That's right. There is no spoon, and there is no fifth.
The fifth doesn't exist.
I raced the car with the guys who were like, hey, there's no gates on the shifter, so don't be banging anything. Like the whole time I drove the car, I never could tell what they were talking about. I guess I must be somebody who's gentle enough on the gears that I'm not hitting the gates. You know what I'm talking about? Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
They said that to me. I was like, oh, I don't know. Okay. And I just drove the car and felt fine.
It drove fine. All right. Very well. Thank you, guys.